1903 or 4, I think. I know the Box Ranch went out of business in 1902. They sold out in 1902. Well, Grimes held on, and so did Herring, with just a whole little place here that, where the headquarters were. They kept that for several years, but it never was a ranch like it had been before that.
In the early days, you said they didn't have clothes closets. Did they eventually get those movable things that they could hang clothes?
Yes, after the country settled up and things like that.
Did they call those anything special?
I don't remember.
Wardrobes?
I never had wardrobes. Yes, when the country began to settle up, I'll never forget the first one that I seen. Mr. and Mrs. Cantrell moved north of Dobie there about a mile, and Mrs. Cantrell had a wardrobe. That was the first one I had ever seen. And I couldn't imagine when we went in that she just had the one room. But that old wardrobe, and it went clear to the ceiling. No. Everybody had low ceilings in those days. And I wondered what in the world that was. And I thought, well, it must be a cupboard. We had a cupboard for our dishes, uh-huh. You know, and to put dishes in. But kitchen cabinets out here in the early, they just, there never was one heard of. I well remember the first one of those I saw, too. Thought it was the most wonderful thing. I well remember that. But that was after the country began to settle up. Things were primitive out here in the early day when my mother and Dad were married in, I think, 1870. No, it's after that. Must have been about 75. And there was still a lot of buffalo in Kansas. And I've heard Mother tell about Bill Tillman was married to my mother's sister. His first wife was Mother's sister. And Uncle Bill and Dad and would go out and hunt the buffaloes for their hide. And I've heard Mother tell about she and Aunt Fulk went with them on one trip, and how many buffalo they killed, took hides to, when their house burned twice. I never seen a buffalo robe, but they used to use them for covering a lot. They didn't tan them, you know.
We had one when I was a boy.
Well, I never seen one.
I used to get under it. We had an old tour.
Yes. Well, my mother thought that a buffalo hide was just the grandest covering that ever was because they were so warm. And twice their house burned, and they had a lot of those things, and they lost everything they had. They were away from home both times.
Pity. Did the bugs bother things like that?
The what?
Bugs.
I never heard of
insects. Might bother woolens or.
I don't ever remember that it was dry out here.
You didn't have trouble.
No, I don't ever remember having trouble. Yeah. I can remember fighting bed bugs very distinctly. I can remember that, and I remember. Well, in this article that this fellow talked about, he talked about George Glenn. He was with the outfit, and he went to Ashland one time. Dad sent him to Ashland, and when he came back, he brought body lice home with him.
Oh,
I can remember my poor old mother. She even ripped. We had feather beds. I remember she had four big feather beds, and she ripped those feather beds up and took those feathers out, and even boiled the ticks to get rid of those things. She worked for days.
She finally tried.
Oh yes, she got rid of them.
Boy.
But Dad fired him, and I don't imagine it was the boy's fault at all, because you know, in a long time ago, you just got those things and just as innocently as could be.
Yeah, like athlete's foot.
Yes, that's right. And I know one time after the country settled up, we just got head lice. And Lord bless me, I never had anything in my life that humiliated me so. And I never seen anybody work like Mother did. My hair was just as curly as it could be. Well, most of us, there's just two in the family, we didn't have curly hair. And mine was just as pink as it could be. And dear mercy, she almost scalped me trying to get rid of those things. But we finally did. But they didn't have things in those days to combat things like that we have now. If something like that would happen to you now, why, just you can get rid of it right now.
Mercy, just to think of it.
Oh, mercy. You just can't imagine what a horrible thing that is.